little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Moving on swiftly to microscopic hematuria. So a new presentation for Elsie. So Elsie's come to see you and she's 62. And we're going to ask Elsie some red flag questions related to... She's not noticed any blood in her urine, but you've dipped her urine and you've mostly dipped her urine because you were looking for sugar, but actually you've come up with some blood in the urine. So mm-hmm. you're going to ask Elsie some red flag questions related to that.
Okay, Elsie. So it sounds as if you've never noticed the blood in the urine this time. Have you ever seen blood in the urine in the past?
No, I never noticed any, Doctor.
Okay. And tell me, do you get any pain in your... in your sort of flanks, around where your kidneys are, or in your groin?
No, I wouldn't say so.
No? And any issues with the waterworks?
No, I had a water infection a few years ago, but it's pretty uncommon. And no, nothing recently.
Okay, so going to the toilet just the same as normal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, do you smoke at all?
Never been a smoker.
No, and what do you do else?
Well, just office work.
Office work, right. And how's your blood pressure usually?
I think it's been all right. I had it done a couple of years ago. It seemed to be all right.
Okay. So in this situation, which is quite common, you might need to give a little bit of information to Elsie about the significance of the blood in her urine. And I guess potentially it's a bit alarming, you know, for patients to be told about blood in the urine. So probably important to be quite reassuring. So, Elsie, there is a trace of blood in your urine today, but this is actually very common. And it's good that the blood isn't visible because that means it's very unlikely that there's actually anything nasty going on here. We do, though, check a few other things in this situation, and usually that's your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. We do usually get a blood test just to check your kidney function, and we usually send your urine off to check if there's any protein in it. And the other thing we do would be usually ask you to bring a second sample in on another day, and we would repeat this dip in case... say the next time there isn't any blood at all and this has just been a one-off thing. I mean, how does that sound? Are you happy for us to
yeah, no, I'm really happy. It doesn't sound like I need to worry too much about this then.
No, I wouldn't worry too much. Like I say, on most occasions we do these further tests and everything's absolutely fine and without any symptoms, it's not really a problem. I suppose if we find that there is still blood in the urine after two or three times, we probably do... get the specialist kidney doctors to see you, but that really is with a view to making sure there's nothing serious because it's still unlikely they find anything. And if they were able to reassure us, we would know for the future that you're just someone that's likely to have a little blood in the urine on the dip test, but we don't really need to worry unless you actually got symptoms.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to safety net to Elsie, and we've done a blood pressure. Blood pressure is absolutely fine. And actually, we've already got some results of urea and electrolytes, and they're absolutely normal as well. So, Elsie, we're going to need to see you again if we have another dip test that's positive. So I'd like you to have another urine sample repeated, and if that's clear, then we'll do a further one beyond that, if that's okay. If you've got a further test that's positive, then we're going to need probably to ask a specialist to see you because you're over 40. In that situation, there is a 1 in 20 chance that it could be a cancer. But to be fair, these types of cancer tend to be relatively easy to treat, but it's worthwhile picking them up early. Mm-hmm. Are you happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
In the meantime, if you do ever find that you've got blood in your urine that you can see, or you've got waterwork symptoms or a fever or severe pain or tummy pain, then it would be perhaps worthwhile us seeing you more urgently with a fresh urine sample. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.